out.
Anyways.
That's loud. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. Hey.
We are live.
Yeah, here we are. There we go.
It's turned out my volume, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just the two of us.
Just the two of us. We can make it if you try. Just the two
we can make it if you try?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, man. Hey, ladies and gents. What's up? It's Garage Junkie.
What's up?
Me and Johnny today, Gilbert had, wasn't feeling well, so he decided not to spread germs and stayed at home.
And we thank him for that.
Yeah, no joke.
Maybe thanks. He's watching. Maybe he'll watch.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe we can still talk to him via chat.
Doubtful. Anyway, I guess we'll wait for maybe a couple more people, if anybody.
There's two on here now.
Yeah.
That's probably us.
Yeah, you and me.
We're just talking to ourselves. It's
hey,
fun.
Man. Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
That's good. Oh, I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything new happen this month?
Huh? I got a thing.
You got a thing, like a Volkswagen
no,
thing. That's,
no,
not
that's a Volkswagen.
Cool.
I got me a Chevy.
Did you?
A Chevy.
You got yourself another shitbox.
A proper truck.
Yeah.
Is what I got me.
Did you really know?
I did. It's true.
Boom.
Biggity bam, lunchbox.
Yep. That's what Johnny just bought. If you guys are curious, there it is. It's a four-door dually on stupid wheels.
Oh, eat it.
Yeah. There it is.
You know you love it.
Oh, all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's got people commenting.
Yeah.
Love Alcoa's.
Yeah, that's one of the Johns. I think it's not the one that owns Debbie. It's the other John.
The other John?
Yeah.
Mark Zero. Like, what does he have? Like before they had Mark Ones? Like, what's a Mark Zero? The bug?
A buggy.
I guess.
I think he also has like a Mark 7 GTI or something like that.
Clever,
no,
sir.
No, it's a Mark 4. I don't know why I said 7. Or maybe he was talking about getting 7. I don't know.
What's a Mark 7 now, anyway?
The newest iteration.
Oh.
Oh. Hi.
Hi, Connor.
Connor says, tight.
The newest iteration.
Would be a Mark 7.
Dude, what is up with your camera?
My camera? What are you talking about? Is it out of focus again?
It makes your face look like there's two of you faces. Like
two of my faces?
Yeah.
Is it focused on the wall behind me or something? I don't know.
Hold on. I got to fix this.
Hold, please.
Keep talking.
I don't know what you want me to talk about. What are you, turning Gilberts to me?
Yeah.
Noice. Now there really will be two of me.
Let's see. Oh, not that one. No. Not that one. What?
Is that one?
Is it this one?
I don't know. Oh, that one's off. That one's the other one. Turning all the cameras to me.
There we go.
Now I have... Whoa.
There you go.
3D face. My face is not three-dimensional, apparently. Bruh.
There we go.
Is it just me or is it like really getting hot in here?
No, it's hot. It's totally hot.
Talk more about truck.
Oh, he wants to know more about your truck. Now the camera's crooked, but it's, yeah. Hey, Connor, am I the only one that looks like he has a 3D face? Or no, it's Gilbert that said that. Doesn't it look like he has a 3D face? Is
my
that just me?
My face is 3D. I have three dimensions.
Huh.
No, it's working. We just had it set on like 77.
Yeah, we had it warm. But anyway.
Because it was set on 75 one weekend, and it started icing up. So I don't turn it any lower than 77.
Yeah.
But that also makes it hot in here. So
I think it's the way, like, the light glistens off your face.
Oh. I have an oily face.
I don't know. Like, It's like, it looks like that app. Remember that app like you had where you took a picture of yourself and you made yourself look older?
Oh.
That's what it looks like. That's it looks like two images like shifted on top of each other but didn't line up.
And your face doesn't look like that on there?
No.
Huh.
No matter what camera I put on you, it looks the same.
Weird. How about now?
Yeah, I guess it's a little better.
Maybe it's the lighting on my face. Maybe I'm just ugly. And then the camera can't focus. Like, oh, God.
Oh, hey, what's up, man? Testing.
Oh, shit.
Dude. Yeah, what time is it there, local? We're a little early on this one.
Come on. We are sorry, but somebody is like, oh, I want to do the podcast earlier.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, he doesn't like staying till 6 p.m.
Yeah, I just, it's my weekend. You know, it's the short of a weekend I have. And I think we were staying here too late, so we're doing it a little bit earlier. But, yeah. 7 a.m. tomorrow in Australia. Yeah, well, that's not too bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like a couple weeks ago when we did it at noon, that was 5 a.m. there.
Yeah, that's a little bit much.
That's too early.
I think 2 o'clock's pretty good. And we still have a couple hours of work after this, you know.
Sorry about that, Trev.
Yeah.
We love you.
Even though our face is 3D.
Just mine, apparently.
I literally have 3 cameras facing you right now. None of them are looking any good. Oh, man. Yeah, whatever. So somebody wanted to know more about the truck, so let's talk about the truck.
Okay.
I'll go back to that picture so everyone can glance at it while you're swooning over it. Swooning.
Swoon.
You swoon over this piece of pile.
You love it. Don't even give me that.
It's a nice truck, yeah.
Mike thinks I overpaid.
Yeah, I do.
But, I mean...
You did.
It's an $8,000 truck all day long, and it's got $7,000 worth of wheels and tires on it. So what I paid for it is less than that.
Yeah, that's a true story. Yep.
And it's lowered, so that's a cost.
And it needs an alignment.
And your face is misaligned.
No, I mean, it's a... I don't know. I have no problem with
it. I think that it's an illusion because of the way the body is shaped. That it looks like it's towed out, but it's not.
But to be fair...
To be fair...
I would definitely get an alignment on it. You've got to get it on a rack.
Maybe I'll get that done on Monday since I'm not coming in here.
Yeah, do that. Like, as soon as you can, man. As soon as you can.
As soon as I can.
Because those tires are too expensive to take any chances with it.
Right.
But yeah.
For sure.
So
anyways, the wheels are different. And I kind of liked that. That's part of the reason I bought it.
Yeah, they're powder coated Alcoas. They're like a.
It's like a satin finish. I'm not even sure what the color would
be. Yeah, it's like a grayish tan.
Yeah. But it looks good against the green.
Yeah.
So I dug that. That they were different. Excuse me. Trying not to burp into the microphone because Mike hates that. And we're here by ourselves. So I don't know what he could do to me.
It'll be on camera no matter what it is. But yeah, it's a full leather interior.
Yeah.
It's original to the 90s style, right? So it's definitely a 90s style, mild custom, painted front bumper, roll pan in the rear.
And it's got really, really ugly taillight covers that are supposed to look like the Cadillac taillights. I don't know. Not my style. So those are going bye-bye as soon as I can.
For show. But it's a nice truck. It's a nice one ton, and it can tow. It's got helper bags in the rear, so we can load it up if we want to. So yeah, I mean, essentially we have a bigger work truck than what we were previously using, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah. Evidently it was bagged at one point in its life.
Which is weird.
Yeah. He put the springs back in it for some reason. I don't know. But the four-link mounts are still there.
Well, when he says he bagged it, a lot of guys with those one-tons, especially in the 90s, just like a monoleaf over an airbag.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't properly like four-linked or anything?
It might not have been. Like, I glanced under there, and it actually didn't look like it had four-link brackets, but maybe one link per side.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, and in the front bags would be easy to put in because those would just mount and bolt right up.
Yeah.
You wouldn't need to weld those in or anything. So, yeah. I mean, it's possible, but I still find it weird that somebody took it out. Maybe not really.
Right.
But
But it's been a tow pig its whole life. It only has 165,000 miles on it for a 97. And that ain't bad.
Yeah, so we're going to LS swap it with a 6.2. What, a 10L 100, whatever, Niner. next version Automotive Trends is.
I think Gilbert said it was like a 6L 90 or something like that.
With quad turb skis.
18 turbos sticking through the hood.
Why not? When in Rome. Are we in Rome?
You'd think it lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm going to change a couple little things on it, ditch the covers on the taillights and those little deflectors on the windows because I hate those, and put the air dam back on the front and call it a day. And then maybe I'll two-tone it later on because the hood and roof, the paint is peeling.
Yeah. It could use a touch up everywhere else. You got chips in the bumper and all that. So touch all that up.
I might even change the bumper too, because I'm not sure about those holes were for fog lights. That's very 90s stuff.
Yeah, but you like 90s stuff.
Your mom likes 90s stuff.
Maybe.
No, speaking of chips.
What's up, Brian?
His name is Chip. What up, Brian?
Yeah, you named it Chip because of all the chips on it.
No, because it's 90s. And Chip Foose was huge in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More in the early 2000s.
In the year 2000. It's kind,
right.
Kind of weird without Gilbert here. There's not a whole lot of noise coming from over there.
Big diesel Chevy versus Dodge. It's a question. He says, Test Eagle, been looking at trucks. What do we think of the big diesel Chevy versus the Dodge? Diesel Chevys have been junk. Depending on the year, I think the best Chevy diesel would have been a late model 06, early 07, a six-month-only engine without the, what do you call them, the emissions-compliant bullcrap that came into play in 07.
Are you talking about the LBZs?
Yeah, the LBZ. Other than that, I'd say 12-valve or 24-valve Cummins out of the Dodge. And even then, the Dodge is an awesome platform. Yeah, for me, if I had the money to throw at a diesel, it would be a Dodge.
Dodge.
For sure.
He's looking at new ones, looks like.
Right. Well, yeah. With the built trans, that's correct, because Dodge did build some shitty transmissions, but their one tons were better. Their transmissions behind their one tons were better than behind their three quarter or their half tons. Because, yeah, three quarter or half ton Dodge, the transmission would go out every 6-7 months, it felt like. Like they just weren't built for shit back in the 90s and even mid 2000s. But I think they fixed that problem. But, yeah, for sure, if I were to pick diesel. Between Chevy and Dodge, it would definitely be Dodge.
Yeah, I'd probably go with the Cummins, too.
Yeah, go with the Cummins.
Because all the bros around here have the Duramax.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, like, there's some bros with Dodges, too, but...
That's the thing, like, for me, I'm not in the new car market as I used to be, especially with diesels. But knowing what I know, I know Cummins makes a good one, and Duramax has been behind the curve. Every step of the way. Like, they're not necessarily where things may have changed the last couple of years, but I just feel like they're behind the ball.
Chevy's 14,000 or 140,000?
Whoo, that's expensive.
Yeah, that's a lot of dough, bro.
150,000 for a truck.
And you think I overpaid?
Jeez. Better be a mega cab crew cab, 140. But that's 140
for the Chevy.
Well, in Australian dollars too.
Yeah. Well, for that price, I better warp time and toast bagels.
Yeah. And that's enough. You'd cost them $42,000. Man.
But again, Australian dollars as compared to America dollars. Freedom units.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Connor says about his 2013 Ram 3500 dually 4x4 with manual trans G56, which was a badass truck. He's talking about the red one with a flatbed, right? That was pretty rad. Even the green one I bought from him Yeah, the only thing you have is emissions related problems.
Was black.
It was dark green.
Was it?
Yeah.
I could have sworn it was black.
It was a darker green than what you have. No, the white one. Oh, the last one you had.
Yeah.
Oh. But yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, the red one he didn't have.
Is the emissions problem. The liquid.
The DEF.
The DEF bullshit. That's what's fucking up these engines. Oh, now he's saying it's black.
See, it black? I told you it was black, you big idiot.
I've had so many cars, I don't even remember what colors they were. I had that one for just over a year. I traded that for a 96 Chevy one-ton dually that was lowered.
Just like mine.
Just like yours.
But with 16s. Actually, you put steels on it because the Alcoas were cracked.
Yeah, I had 16-inch Alcoas on it that cracked, so I ended up putting steels on it.
That truck was very, very 90s when you got it with those Alcoas.
Yeah.
It was so nice. Screamed it.
I hated it. And they had the big, remember it had the big bra on it, like an ugly looking bra thing on the front of the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally took it off after it's been on from like since day one, and all the clear coat just peeled off. It was disgusting.
So bad.
I like the idea of that truck. I really did. So Trev says Dodge would have been $103,000.
Whew. $103,000?
I mean, well, you got to think it's an import to him. So you got to pay for everything to get over there. You got to pay for their emission standards and their fucking all that shit. So it's probably $30,000 markup, which is about right because they sell for 70 here.
Bruh.
Yeah. That's a fucking house, bro. I don't know.
Not a nice house, but a house.
But a house nonetheless. I like Dodge, but I also like Chevy. I'm a big Chevy guy. I love the LS platform. It's been phenomenal. And even then, before then, the TBI platform, the Chevy, I just felt like, convert the steering over to right-hand drive.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they have to do the conversions. Okay.
Okay. But yeah, I forgot where I was going with that, but I got sidetracked.
We need to send the Coronet to Australia.
Yeah, we got a four-door Coronet.
You want it?
You want it there, Trav? I wonder how much that would be to get over there.
More than it's worth.
Probably. It's a four-door, though. Those guys love four-doors. It's left-hand drive, you know? It's out of country.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, I think Chevy's had the best truck, in my opinion. Now, there's a few caveats to that. But the best, let's say, half-ton to three-quarter-ton truck, is since, I'd say, what, the first year, 88, since even before then. Mm-hmm. You go back to like 74. I think Chevy's just had a really good, consistent truck throughout the years. Very consistent, very durable, very reliable.
What about my opinion. 60s C10s?
That's what I'm saying. Keep going back. You think about OBS, and then you think about the box bodies, you know, the square bodies, and you're like, right. Oh shit. Well, even before then, they were nice.
67, trucks. 72.
And you go back, well, let's go all the way back to like 54, 52. Still the same thing. They're just nail on the head every time. You're very consistent on a 66.
Right.
Or a Chevy truck.
I do not like the new Silverado.
I don't care for it either.
Yeah.
But I bet it's a workhorse, and I bet it works.
It looks like the, you know, on the show Family Guy, the news reporter's son.
Where his head's upside down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like that to me. I can't unsee it. Show him the 66 Coronet.
I don't know. Do I have a picture of it? Is it on your Instagrams, Gilbert? I'll look it up. We'll see if I can look it up. But the caveats to those is I love the Ford 7.3, the diesel. It's an international diesel put in the Fords. I love that platform. Mm-hmm. And then
is that what Adam has in his van?
Yeah. His is a 7.3 IDI. But...
Oh, he says Google it.
Yeah,
66
I just saw
Coronet.
That. But yeah, and then the other caveat, of course, is the Cummins in the Dodge. I like the full-ton Dodge with the 12-valve and even then the 24-valve. I love those trucks. But yeah, I'm going to look up a 66 Coronet.
What are you doing? God, take forever.
I know. Trying to think about what I'm thinking about and then... Trying to type and trying to talk.
66 Google.
See what I mean?
What the fuck?
I'm fucking all over the place here. Good thing nobody's seen what I'm writing yet. There we go. And then we'll see if we can dial it down. Let's do four door. Because it's only showing two doors. Yeah, here. And let me show you guys. Here we go, pulling the monitor.
That's so weird that the four doors look so different.
They do. No, it's still pretty
rad. Bye, Connor.
See you, man.
To be fair.
To be fair. But yeah, I think this Dodge Coronet's pretty rad. I mean, oh yeah, see you, Brian. I actually just saw your post.
Yeah, we saw. Yeah, what happened with that, anyways? Before you go, if you don't mind.
Yeah, Brian broke his coilovers on his 30 Ford.
Probably goosed it too hard.
Yeah, that sucks.
For sure, I'd be upset.
I would. That's a nice car. Could you imagine if the rear end fucking dropped down? Like, oh, fuck. You just want to stop everything and
right.
Check your pants, make sure you didn't soil yourself.
I'm sure he did. He probably had it towed home. I know I would. Something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not worth trying to drive it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But anyway.
So what's new with you, Mike?
Nothing.
You did some stuff earlier.
Oh, with the engine?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk about beating your head against the wall trying to find the correct oil pan for an LS? You know how many options are out there? Because you know how many cars they put that friggin' platform in?
All of them.
So it just came down to getting fed up. I asked around, see if anybody had any used ones sitting around that came out of like an F-body Camaro, mm-hmm. which would have been like, what, 97 to 03, 02? Would have been an F-body Camaro.
Something like that.
Nobody had one, but then someone suggested, why don't you check out Outlaw Racing, race engines. And they're here local for us in Phoenix. So I called them when they opened at 8 o'clock. They had something I could use on the shelf is nearly 3 inches shorter than that truck pan. And that was it. It took me 2 weeks hemming and hawing over what I wanted to do that stupid thing, whether I was going to cut it. Well, the bottom back on, et cetera, et cetera. I was by the Holley one, the 3022 version, whatever, which is a very short pan. It's what a lot of guys use. And it come down to it, there's one right down the road. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't right down the road.
It was about a half-hour drive.
Half-hour drive, but yeah. And I gave money to a local business. Gave us a tour of his shop. Pretty freaking rad over there.
We had shop envy earlier.
Yeah, they had a hub dyno. They're building engines like crazy over there. Just
get a five-axis CNC.
Yeah.
So they can do some stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's where I'm at with the van. And because it's oil pan, we had massive difference on the oil pan versus the trans pan, and now they're on a level playing field. Essentially, they're the same height. We can suck that engine down low into the engine bay, put it right where I wanted it to be in the first place.
Right where it needs to be.
We centered it. It's in there. It's centered in the car. Just about tacking in our engine mounts, and we're worried about transmission cross member.
Yeah, we were trying to sort that out, but then it was lunchtime, so we ate, and now we're here.
And now we're doing this.
Yeah.
And yep.
You get to see doubles of my face.
Yeah, I think it's a little better now.
Is it? With the hat?
I think.
I can't wear my hat backwards like you do?
I guess not. I don't know.
That's really weird.
I wonder if the camera is focusing on something else.
It might be focused on this painting, I think. Because that looks clear as day to me. Like, I'm watching on my phone so I can read the comments.
Yeah.
And the painting looks perfect.
I know.
But then I can kind of see it. Like, I do look a little blurry, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I see double of myself.
It's bad over here on the monitor.
Is it?
That I'm watching, yeah. But anyway, so that's what I did. Today, or what we did, we went on a little field trip and
took a field trip,
cleaned up the shop a little bit,
organized, swept up.
Yeah, and now we just got to tack some things in place.
Yay,
build a cross member.
Yeah, and then we can hem and haw over the cross member.
Yep,
but the engine is centered in within the van,
and it's right where I wanted it to be, which is it's awesome. Like, I just feel like everything's going together. We test fit the alternator bracket, because I actually had an alternator that's no good, but it's the alternator I need, so I can use it for mock-up purposes, and It fits in there like a glove. It's fucking and
it's fucking perfect, eh?
The headers fit.
Oh God, yeah. When we were mocking everything up, I was like, wait, the exhaust, like the forwardmost exhaust outlet,
yeah,
on the head looked really close to the frame, and I was like, uh-oh. So I went and I grabbed one of the manifolds and just held it up there, and it cleared by like half an inch.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I was like, oh, you got lucky, bud.
Oh, I'm just super stoked. I just feel like everything's going in the right direction right now. For sure.
For sure.
But it's going to be a bad segue.
Anyways.
So that's what we
did
today.
Is it like a bad segue? Would that be the one that George Bush fell off of?
It could be. I mean, I think that was a good segue. I think it was just a bad operator.
Oh. Yeah. The segue is fine. It's just the dumb operator.
Speaking of segues, are they popular still?
I haven't seen anybody ride one in a long time.
Huh. I've always wanted to dress up in like a gorilla costume and just ride around on a segue. But I don't think they're even around anymore. Everyone's on those little scooters.
A while back, I think it was like a year and a half ago, in Old Town Scottsdale, they had Segway tours.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen them lately. But then again, I haven't been down there much.
Well, they have scooters. They have those scooters and those bicycles.
Bikes
you can rent
everywhere.
Yeah.
But it was like a company that you could rent the Segways and they would show you around as if you needed to be shown around Old Town.
Yeah. Hey, look. Here's a building.
Hey, look.
There's another building.
There's a shop where you can buy expensive things.
There's another building.
Because this is Old Town.
Yeah. Damn.
So what's your bad segue then?
Oh, I was just saying, I had a question.
We just segued via a segue.
Right. So every week I kind of have this thing in my head where I want to ask questions to those, you know, even if you decide to leave it in the comments later after this isn't live. Or whether you're live right now and you want to interact with us. But every week I want to have a question to get to better know maybe us and maybe our viewers. And that question this week is, I'm curious about your inspiration. And not necessarily a vehicle or anything like that. I'm talking like the car builder that has inspired you the most. What's the car builder that you draw a lot of inspiration from, or even like more than one? You know, like everyone knows the Biggs, right? Because they become popular, especially, you know, 90s and 2000. And quite clearly, you know, Chip Foose. What's another one that came popular? Boyd Connington was popular.
Yeah, Boyd. I guess Boyd was huge in the 90s. And then Chip was kind of after that because Chip worked for Boyd.
Well, and I'm having a brain fart, man. Jesse James worked for Boyd.
Did he?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, I'm just curious. Ask you the question first, Johnny.
Who was my inspiration?
Who is your inspiration? Like, and you can almost pinpoint it to the car. Like, this is the car, but this is the person who built it. Mm-hmm. And then you can, you know what I mean? Like, because... Ed Roth, you know, those crazy, like, yeah, it's not my cup of tea, but my God, like, you could literally do anything with a car. And as we say in the shop here, it's just car pentry, right?
Car pentry.
So you can literally build anything as long as it has the four wheels and the projection to fucking get it to move down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, somebody like Ed Roth is very inspiring. But
for me, I have to say that at least when I was getting into the car scene, I was really into Chip Foose. Not so much the Boyd side of it.
Yeah.
But Chip always had really good taste, I think, as far as his car designs. And I really liked that he's an artist as well, and he would do renderings of his projects that he was going to build or had built, whatever. So me being an artist and being into cars, like, he was huge to me. And that's kind of the reason I named the truck Chip.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Like, I get that, too. And it was kind of, like, one of my things, too. Like, in the early 2000s, I thought it was really cool. Like, you know, he was famous for the show.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Over Holland?
Yeah.
Where he would do the sketch, like, in a matter of minute. Well, TV time, minutes.
TV time, yeah.
And then he'd build that car that he sketched, and I thought that was pretty rad, and not many people can do that.
Right. I haven't taken the time to actually do that, but I think that might be a thing that happens.
Love it, man. Okay. Trav, I'm gonna say this. The guy's doing the great work on Pimp My Ride, fish tank for a back seat and an 89 Toyota. What a thing of beauty and wonder.
But yeah. So initially it was Chip Foos for me.
Yeah.
But then I started getting into like the 60s custom, like you talked about, like Ed Roth.
Yeah, Ed Roth is huge for the same thing. Like, sorry, I'm jumping.
Yeah. Well, I've always wanted to build like some sort of custom like that. Like Bill Hines did a bunch of stuff like that. And who,
Anderson Brothers.
Yeah.
I'm blanking right now. I'm
having a brain fart. Apparently, I didn't eat enough food.
Yeah, or maybe you ate too much.
Maybe.
The Batmobile. Why am I having such a hard time with this?
I don't know.
But anyway, yeah, there's loads of guys. For me, and I can't just pull one guy. I like the idea of getting a stock car and making it look factory after customizing it. But I think the biggest inspiration for me growing up, obviously, in the late 90s and 2000s, you know, when Jesse James was big, and he is a huge inspiration to me, not just because of his motorcycles or his TV show or his hot wives or, you know, none of that.
Or Sandra Bullock.
You know, none of that bullshit, right? None of that bullshit mattered to me. It's the fact that I know this man can make crazy shit with his hands, and now he's making firearms, regardless if I can't afford a $25,000 1911. He's making billet Damascus and then machining his gun parts out of it. That, to me, is inspirational as far as, like, you know, craftsmanship. And he did that with all of his motorcycles. I think he really cared. And he did that when he bought into Austin Speed Shop, when he was doing the same thing with the cars he was building. Regardless, if you watch whatever stupid car show he did for not even a full season with Austin Speed Shop, but if you watch the stuff those guys push out, it's not jalopy. It's not bullshit. It's not TV. Like, that's what inspires me, because they get a classic look, like a traditional look, and it never looks dated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the stuff that I'm into. I'd say he's probably my biggest inspiration when it comes to, you know, building cars and getting, you know, welding and any of that. With all of his personal shit aside, it has nothing to do with any of that. But I don't know.
You can admire somebody without being like totally the way they are.
Yeah. George Barris.
Barris Customs, yes.
Jeez. Goodness gracious.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then I've had the opportunity to work with a few craftsmen. I've done a couple of workshops with a couple of guys. Like Gene Winfield. I did his workshop.
Yeah, that's another one of my favorites.
A while ago. Winfield. The Merc King, right? Customizing Mercs.
Mercuries.
Mercuries, not Mercedes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, classic, traditional, clean lines, not overdone. I could do without the Gene Winfield fade. I think it's cool for certain things, but it's not my style of paint.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed him, Bill Hines, you know, like doing all the lead work, doing the chop tops, like all classic bullshit, man. Traditional, super simple. Anyway.
Hell yeah.
Anybody else?
Anybody else?
No, I'm saying you.
Oh, me? Is anybody else an inspiration to me?
Yeah.
You're an inspiration.
Oh, thank you.
Off the top of my head, who else? Oh, I guess right now, like, Dave Kindig is kind of like that Chip Foosy thing. Like, and he puts out quality work, too.
Yeah, I've actually met him at a car show once up in Portland.
Yeah.
He had that copper caddy.
Yeah, that thing was dope.
You get under that thing, it looks like, I mean, yeah, they don't throw anything together.
No. Love
Yeah, he says, love the U.S. car show, but you can't legally do 90% of the things they do to cars here. Well, they're in Australia, yeah.
Right.
It's America. We do what we want.
Yeah. Full of if it's freedom old enough, and bald eagles.
If it's old enough, as long as we have a title, they don't care what we do. Mm-hmm. Some cars, if you lose the title, they have to go through like a class 3 inspection where they make sure it has turn signals.
Yeah.
And that seat belts, headlights, shit like that. But
I'm curious if the sledgehammer would pass inspection. Not likely.
Oh, no, not in the UK or
in Australia,
no.
No? You can't chop a top?
Oh, I think there's certain avenues you have to take. I think, if I remember correctly, in Australia, if you're building a custom car, I think you have to have it inspected as if it were a house.
Mm-hmm.
Along every stage as it's being built, yeah. If I remember correctly, I might be wrong, Trev. I don't live there.
But yeah.
Mike Scott's asking where the Coronet is now. It's in the side yard over at Gilbert's.
Yeah, where it's been.
Where it's been.
For the past, how long has he had it?
Well, I don't know. A year? Over a year? Year and a half?
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh. Trev says, no, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't even pass tech to take it down the track.
Has it been 4 years? You bought that thing 4 years ago? 4 years?
Well, fuck, you bought the Ram Charger 5 years ago?
No, he's had the Ram Charger longer than that.
You sure?
I sold it to him before I left for Oregon.
Well, how long ago was that?
Like 8 years ago, almost.
No.
It's been a while.
Because you were up there for a year, and then you came back when certain events transpired, and that was 3.5 years ago at this point.
Oh, yeah, he says it needs engineering. Yeah, so kind of what I was thinking.
Oh, Mike wants to take it apart.
Yeah, and Gilbert says no. Three years, yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't think it was four, but yeah, shoot. 3 years ago. Man, we just like to hold on to things for a while, don't we, Gilbert?
Yeah. You're telling me.
Yep. When are we going to finish this engine, bud?
Yeah. There's a Ram Charger that needs finished.
I mean, the Ram Charger. I really want to get the Ram Charger finished.
He says, fact.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
So, we got to the people that inspired us.
Right.
What about the car? Have we needs a lift? He says, get off the lift. Hey, we can get his car off the lift.
I just
as soon as you need it. We just need to put wheels on it. And we can push it out of the way.
I thought he said he didn't need the lift to finish it.
Well, he wants to put the oil pan on and all that. No. It needs to be in the sky to do that.
We'll put the wheels on it. Roll it out of the way. Yeah. No problem, bud. Got you.
Let's get the Ram Charger done.
Yeah. Since I don't have any engine mounts. I know Liquid's busy. I can't help that. And my stuff is small potatoes compared to what you guys put out over there. So not that worried about it, but I'm worried about it.
You have a sad.
I have one whole sad.
So what are the cars? And even better yet, I was talking to my wife last night because we kind of had this conversation in short, and it became a good idea to talk about it on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But, like the Riddler Awards and the Amber Awards, like those are crazy car builders. So, what do you think the car
that inspired you the most?
Not the PT Cruiser or the Plymouth Prowler. Because I know Chip designed both of those.
Totally what I was going to say. Can't put a roll
cage in his beach buggy unless someone said it was in there since before they were plated.
So to make it safer, they're like, yeah, nah.
That's weird.
That is weird.
You can't put a roll cage in a car unless... So send it over here, we'll put a roll cage in it, and we'll plate it, and then we'll send it back. Is that how that's going to have to work? That's going to... I guess we could send you one.
one of my favorite cars that's ever been put together, and it's actually based on a van like yours, is the Pacifica.
Oh, Gene Winfield's Pacifica.
Yeah.
Oh, let's look that up. I like that one too. When I went to Gene's, he had actually finished building it.
Yeah.
And it was on its way to Japan.
Well, that wasn't even the first time he built it.
No.
That was a redo. Pacifica?
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
I'm glad you guys can't see what I'm typing.
Yeah, I just went ahead and told everyone, all six of them. Not that Pacifica.
Yeah, dead air here, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. I wish Gilbert was here. He could talk about his inspirational stuff. There it is.
Cucked, look how I spelled cucked.
Yeah, cucked him.
Cucked him. Let's fix that. Oh, no.
It already pulled it up.
I know, but I don't want anybody to see how I spelled it. Anyway, this beast.
Yeah.
Woo!
That, it was just so different when I first saw it. I was like, what? Are you serious right now? Like, I mean, he reshaped like the side windows and everything. Like it, and then it's got the pop up up and down headlights.
Yeah.
So there's that.
It's got
what?
No, it has two of them.
It has one is big and the other is small. See, like even on the back, it has two lights on one side and one light on the other.
So it's symmetrical. Yeah. That's opposite corners.
No, it's asymmetrical.
Yeah.
See how like the grill is offset and then the license plates to the other side? Like it was just completely off the wall.
And yeah, his little bumperettes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I loved it.
Wow.
Does that have the same rear end in it as your Econoline?
Does it?
Look at this picture on the left.
This one?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Well, goodness gracious, there it is.
That is the same rear end we put in.
Wild. Okay, then. So
not.
It's, I had no idea.
He made it look better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he mounts. See how it has the mounts here?
Yeah. Which is what I told you to do.
Shut your face.
You don't listen to me. Ever.
I don't need to.
Clearly.
But no, that's a really nice car.
Yes. Yes.
I can dig that. So yeah,
there's
now
there's the original.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah.
It was done the first time. And then he updated it a little bit.
Made it low.
Put it on air ride. And actually, this front end is the exact front end that we have, too.
The Mustang, too?
The exact. Because he bought from Full Tilt Customs.
Did he?
Yeah. It's the exact front end.
That's funny. So basically, we're building the Pacifica, but with an LS.
Yeah, I guess so. That's kind of neat, I guess.
I had no idea.
We're
trying to think other inspirational cars. There's always Snorkel Stang.
Can we even look that one up? I'm curious.
Yeah.
Does it come up as Snorkel Stang?
Uh-huh.
Snorkel. How do you spell it? Am I spelling it right?
No. Come on. L-E, not A-L.
I'm terrible, guys. I'm going to put somebody else on this engine if I could.
There it is.
There it is. Look at this guy.
Oh, man.
Snorkel Stang. Totally not inspirational. It's different. I'll give you that.
Yeah. That one really was not an inspiration, but it's funny to say.
You know what I thought was really rad, since it's a Volkswagen platform, I thought the one that the craziest Volkswagen I saw, let's see, oh, it's over here. I'll show you guys in a second.
Oh,
I'm gonna scroll through. I don't want you to see the rest of his profile because I don't know if he has it public or not. I just want to pick up this one picture. I'm going to talk about a guy who does some really cool paint work, man. Mr. Glenn Hudak.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going, Glenn. Where's La Tortuga? Here it is. The turtle.
Ah, yeah.
This one.
Square headlights and all.
Yeah, I thought this one. It's kind of like Snorkel's thing, just not
as off the wall.
Not as crazy, not as off the wall. I remember seeing this in Doug's parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I don't know. It was insane the first time I saw it. I was like, holy shit. And that was before I knew anybody.
Holy shit.
Over there. Before I knew anybody in low life or knew Fish or anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I always thought that car was rad.
Right. Glenn's a rad dude.
Yeah.
And he builds rad stuff, I think.
And then... Yeah, he's got a couple of red shit.
If we do paint the sledgehammer, Glenn's going to do it.
Here's an Econoline he painted. Woo.
That's very 70s.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Love you, Glenn. I don't know if you can hear this or not.
I don't think he's watching.
And
well, he might be. I don't know.
I want to get this off his hands. He has this. I want to build this one into a camper.
Do it.
Make it four-wheel drive?
Do it.
I don't know. Said he might.
Yeah?
But. And then you look at this one. That's the other Econoline you saw, and this another one he has?
Mm-hmm. No, I never realized he had the pop-outs mounted sideways like that. That's funny. Well, I guess they would be mounted the correct way.
They're not. Those are mounted opposite. They're supposed to pop out the other direction, I think. At least that's where the mounts are on my door.
Hmm.
But anyway.
Anyways, cool stuff. Is that the compressor going?
Yes.
Or is that the AC kicking on? That sounded like a door slamming.
It did.
But the doors are locked.
We have neighbors. We got to watch it, dude. These guys over here, they played drums the other day.
Yeah.
Really loudly. So I wonder if they'll do it again.
They might. Possible.
Fall Guy's truck, or at least the actress that was in it. Fall Guy's truck.
What? Is that your inspiration, Mike?
Let's look it up. I got to figure out which one I was using the Google for. Here we go. Fall Guy? Fall Guy, that's a movie.
Speaking of movie vehicles, what about the one from Kill Bill? The yellow OBS. You know which one I'm talking about.
Really? This one, Mike. Very inspirational to preteen. Oh, because the woman who was in it.
Mm.
Huh.
Fall Guy.
That's before my time, Mike.
Yeah. You're too old, man.
Too old. It's really rad. I like the paint's colors, though. I like the brown on brown. I guess it's not really brown. It's like a
tan. It's like a brown on a caramel.
Yeah.
Caramel.
Caramel.
Bollocks.
Woohoo. Heather Thomas.
Who the hell is Heather Thomas?
I don't know. Let's look her up. What error? Let's just in case there's Heather Thomas. Oh, we wanted to talk about. Oh my goodness,
what I about see Heather Locklear?
Smokey and the Bandit. What's her name? Oh my goodness.
Oh. Well, yeah, I could see her.
Heather Thomas
being pretty okay back in the '80s. Yeah,
I remember her. Ba ba boom.
Oh, hey.
Zatch bought a Land Cruiser.
Hi, Zatch. It's good to see you watching. Tuning in a little bit late, but
yeah.
It's all right because we're almost done, anyways.
Yeah.
What year Land Cruiser did you buy, Zach?
Yeah, curious. Land Cruiser. Well, that does sound, that's right up his alley.
Yeah, he loves the Toyotas.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I want a Land Cruiser. I'd like it like an... Oh, he had chored.
Hmm?
He had chores.
Chores?
Oh. An 07 Land Cruiser. See, oh. Now... Probably had leather in it, huh?
Hey, man. What are you going to do?
No, I like the old Land Cruisers. Like, I love those big old nasty sheet metal boxes. They were hot as balls, didn't have AC.
Utilitarian vehicles.
Yeah.
Sport utility.
I'd like to get one of those and put a LS in it.
Last of the 100 series.
Hmm.
I like them.
Hmm.
Ooh. So that's bigger than the one that you had, isn't it? What year was the one that you just got rid of?
He didn't have a Land Cruiser, though, did he?
I thought it was an LC. No, that's a 200 series. Oh, okay. That's a big old vehicle.
Yeah, I kind of like those, too. I think they need a little bit of lift.
That's what it was. He had a Sequoia.
Oh, yeah. The Sequoias are good, too, which is actually a step down from the Land Cruiser, but not that. It's more like a lateral move. Land Cruisers tend to be a little bit better, but they're, I think
same
they're
engine
about the
and
same,
trans, but
same size.
Yeah, but this one is looks like it's slightly wider.
Yeah. I was actually looking at like that for a family car, like a Land Cruiser or a Sequoia. We're talking about a car that'll run for fucking ever.
Right. So Zach is actually really good at this subject that we were talking about.
Ooh.
Inspiration. Who inspired you, Zach?
Yeah. That's a good question.
And to follow that question, what car inspired you?
Apparently, Mike doesn't think with his head on top of his head. Mike Scott thinks not with his head. He thinks with his other one, I think. Yes, sir. What inspired you, Zach?
Yes. We would like to know. Yeah, like a car builder. What inspired you?
Yeah, car builder.
Who inspired
or
you?
The car that caught your eye. You know what I mean? Like, oh shit, that car.
Like when I was young, we were talking earlier. One of my inspirations for car building was Chip Foose. So, anyways, little dead air today.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Well, I'm gonna pull up what inspired me because it
don't. Weast?
Don't mess with me, bro. I'm typing and I can't see what I'm typing. Let's see if we can find the exact bike.
The bike. That's El Diablo?
It's like a motorcycle frame.
Uh-huh.
That he made.
Like a style?
No, we're not talking about currently.
No, yeah, not currently. Like when you were young, what inspired you to get into cars or build things the way that you did? Who inspired you? What car inspired you? Like we were talking earlier about, like I said, Chip Foose. I actually named my new truck after Chip Foose. Because it's very, very 90s.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of the era we grew up as far as, like, past, you know, when our balls dropped and we were starting to think for ourselves. So we're trying to figure out our path in life and what we were looking at for our inspiration. Volkswagen is the basis for a man to build his dream on.
I do. I don't remember who said it, though.
Hmm. Can't find this bike.
Maybe it wasn't real. Maybe you dreamed it.
Probably did.
Hey, there's Shaq.
I was destined to get a VW, being in a VW family, and yeah.
That's true.
So you're just inspired by Volkswagens because you kind of grew up around them.
Zach's the one, and I think I've brought this up before, he's the one that got me into Volkswagens.
Yeah.
Because he took me to that silly Jerome show and then showed me a double cab, and then I was hooked. The old Cadillac and Clint Eastwood's pink Cadillac. You gotta look that up once you're done looking for the silly. VW community was super fun and affordable at that time. Not so much anymore. That's true. It's true. This stuff ain't cheap anymore.
Here it is. Which but that's not it, though.
That's not the one?
That's the color scheme I'm looking for. But anyway, I was trying to find a picture of a motorcycle that Jesse James built that really inspired me. It was like this lime green with orange flames, or no, orange with lime green flames. And I just love that color combination together. And the, not necessarily the bike itself, like the chopper style itself, but I thought, like, as far as like design wise, I thought the paint scheme and the way they painted it was fucking, oh my God.
Yeah.
Just like bounced out at the TV at me.
I can see that. Oh. It's still fun, not cheap, though. I got tired of the fragile engines. I will say that I'm actually getting tired of that, especially with like the amount of money that I put into my car, and I'm scared to drive it.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to break it up. You know? So that's why I chose Subaru, and I know they're not like the most reliable, but they are cheap engines at this point still. And if you break one, you just go buy a new one and throw it in.
Yeah, they're not that cheap anymore.
Right. You looking up that?
Yeah, I'm looking up that Cadillac.
Cadillac from Pink Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
Really? 59.
That's a good
one. Was it a 59?
He sent me a link on my phone, but I'm not pulling it up from my phone.
Zach did?
No, Mike did.
Oh.
This one.
Put in Clint Eastwood. Because, I mean, that's also showing a early 50s Cadillacs, too.
Yeah. You guys going to watch me type and mess this up?
Okay, it was a 59.
Yeah.
Speaking of 59 Cadillacs, I was down looking at a truck in Phoenix the other day. I want to say it was, where in the hell was it? Like 35th Avenue and Indian School or something like that.
Yeah.
Kind of like down where we were today getting your oil pan. But as we were leaving, I saw between these two apartment buildings the nose of a 59 Cadillac. And it looked like it had been sitting there forever.
Yeah.
And I was like, how is that still sitting there? I mean, maybe the people that would potentially buy it are scared to go into that neighborhood? I don't know.
Hmm. Sounds like you need to get some cash together and go knock on doors.
Right? Right?
Whew. Yeah. No, 59 is probably one of my favorite years of Cadillac. I love the front end on it. The 60-61, how do you pronounce that? The
Brougham?
No, the Biarritz or what? B-I-A-R-R-E-T-C.
The Barretts.
Yeah, the Barretts.
Yeah.
That one's fun. Oh, beautiful.
I just got Zach's text of his Land Cruiser. Looks like he's out, or he was out messing around with it. Looks good to me, bud. Although that's not Zach in said vehicle. There's the Sequoia. That's the Land Cruiser for sure. Who's that in the picture, Zach? Because it doesn't look like Courtney or you.
It's his girly friend.
Oh, he hasn't picked it up yet.
Oh. Did you sell the other one?
Yeah, I think he I think he told me he did, but let's start that again.
I got a phone call coming in.
A telephone call.
I hanged him up. But anyway. Yeah.
So.
Cadillacs.
Woo! Yeah. I wish that I'd have been able to drive my 61.
I love those 59, 60, 61s. Like, my goodness.
Look up a 61 Cadillac, 1961.
I'm on a 60 right now. So every year they changed back then.
It was a beautiful 1961 Series 62 coupe. There you go. Oh, yeah.
The coupe.
Yeah, see, that's a sedan DeVille. There's a coupe. It's red.
This one?
Yeah. Or no, that's a convertible. Here's a coupe. The green one.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not my favorite front end. But I get it.
Gnarly Great Breen. Did I say Great Breen?
You said Great Breen.
Bright Breen 63 in a magazine. Was that the one that had the gas burners on it?
Yeah, the one that had the gas burners on it. That's what he said.
I do like gas burners. I also love Cosmics. I will have a car with Cosmics on it
sometime. Was it that slant back, the slow back?
The slow back.
With turtle backs on it. Remember that motherfucker?
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Love that car.
One of my favorites was that, and I've talked about this with you before, but the Polar Silver oval window. It was a cover car for Hot VWs back in the early 2000s. Polar Silver, red, brick red interior.
Hi, Courtney.
Who's Courtney?
That's what she said. She said, hi, Johnny.
Oh, hi, Courtney. My phone is delayed. Like, you get the messages first.
That's what happened to me last week. I am not a fan of the Polar Silver. Unless it's on a Porsche, and even then I don't like it. Give me black, or give me death.
Blacker than the black is night times infinity.
It's the best color you can put on any car.
Brutal.
Prove me wrong.
Make it metal.
Prove me wrong. Black is the best color you can put on any fucking car.
Yeah, if you like seeing it dirty and scratched all the time.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, go ahead and paint it black.
You know how many black cars I've had?
A lot. Several? Well,
comparatively, most of my nice cars, like my dailies, have been black, except for the last couple.
I had a black car, and I fucking hated it.
I love black. Black.
Oof. You could not keep it clean.
See? Zach agrees.
What?
Black looks good on anything.
Meh.
Well, it shows...
No, don't get me wrong. I like black, and I like black cars, but I won't have one.
You won't?
No.
Mike says in AZ, yes, in Arizona, I had a lot of black cars. And if I end up with a 356 Porsche, guess what? Black, brick red interior. If I have my 59 ragtop Euro bug, black, brick red interior.
There's I thought you were going to paint it gray.
Oh, anthracite. That's going to be the color of my Chevy. It's going to be anthracite.
You said you always...
31 Chevy. I can't have two... Unless it's black, I could have more than one car.
Okay.
The same color.
BMW Laguna Seca Blue. That's a good color. That is.
Yeah. Well, it's one thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is the blue I got tired of in the 90s. I guess mid-2000s, everyone was the Dove Blue. I was getting tired of looking at that Dove Blue.
Well, it's back now on Tundras and Tacomas.
Oh, my God. I'm so tired of it. So tired of it.
Well, I think the biggest thing was KCW was painting literally every car Dove Blue.
Yeah. Well, that
even their tow pig dually was Dove Blue.
That was their thing. I mean, they were one of the biggest scenes there in what, 2005?
Yeah, they were huge.
2010 probably.
I haven't heard much from them lately. But then again, I haven't been on any message boards either, and that's where I used to see their stuff was on message boards, and I don't really even do that anymore.
Yeah.
Like they painted that 356 Dove Blue.
I wouldn't do it.
It was a dope car, but it was. And that's another color. I love Dove Blue, but I won't have a car that color because everyone has one.
Yep. But you can never go wrong with black.
Dove Blue Jones.
Right. Yep.
I like the green on my new vehicle.
It's all right.
I like it.
It's okay.
Your face is okay.
Not the greatest.
But I think I'm going to two-tone it. And then it'll look like a 2005 custom truck.
Right. Instead of
a 97 custom truck.
Which you should do is shove it up your candy. Nothing. Never mind.
What? You want me to polish it up real nice? Turn that sumbitch sideways and stick it straight up my candy ass?
Yeah. And then pull it out. That's the color you should paint it.
Oh.
Brown.
Dove blue.
Oh, man.
It's so good.
Well, that's our time for the day, though.
It is. Time to end, sadly. It's been, what, over an hour?
Yeah, we went over an hour a little bit.
I'm surprised that we went that long, being that it's just you and me. But then again, you and I can talk about stuff endlessly, I think.
Yeah.
And not only that, but we always finish each other's...
sandwiches. Yeah. Yeah.
I had to throw that in there. So now we're going to go figure out your cross member.
Yeah, my trans cross member.
I might work on tacking my bus together, maybe.
Which you can do on the ground, and you don't need the lift.
It's just on the lift to get it up out of the way. Don't hassle me.
Come on, Gilbert. Come down here with your fevery ass and fucking let's do this damn thing.
Yeah.
We'll wear a mask. I'll put you in a bubble.
Bubble boy.
Anyway.
Shall we?
We shall. Hey, thanks for those who stuck around, listening, watching, and all that stuff. Still working on getting this in the podcast thing. It's been a couple of weeks. We had some technical difficulties, still working those out, so you can get them on the Spotify's and all that. But aside from that, be sure to check us out on the Instagrams, House of the Lord and Garage Junkie Official. And we'll see you next week.
That does it.